Hello, hello. Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church. And you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me.
It is said that when shepherds are being hired to tend flocks, the owners of these flocks don't waste time asking for credentials or background information, you know, etc. The owner simply examines the physical makeup of the shepherd himself. Shepherds that seem strong and clean and put together may be the prime picks for some. But the wise owner looks for the shepherd who is scarred and bruised. For this shepherd bears the marks of protection for his sheep. His scars tell the story of his character, willing to risk his own safety to fight the wolves in the darkness of night, so as to faithfully protect his sheep. This is a testament to the generosity of the shepherd, the generous gift of himself for his flock. Now, what does this have to do with the manger of your soul? Well, on the day you were crafted, you, this beautiful little manger, you were looking fresh and new, put together and sturdy and placed within the stable for the animals to feed. You were filled to the brim, and the animals rushed towards you, bumping into you, knocking and nudging your beautiful boards, emptying you out. Then, again, you'd give of yourself to be filled again. Animals rush in, you are smacked and bumped, even chipped. But as a good manger, as a generous manger, this is not unusual for you. You give of yourself continually, over and over again. Because of this, there is no complaint from you when the stable door creaks open and an anxious father and a tired mother enter in, only to receive the gift of your generosity once more. Generosity. This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, evidence of the blessed state of one's soul, by which one continually gives of his or herself, a constant, free gift of oneself, without constraint and without complaint. Are you a generous soul? Or are you the manger tired of giving, that stares down the goat licking his lips in hunger and threatens, "Kid, if you take even one step towards me, I will self-collapse and I will cause a scene. Do not even think about it." How full is the soul that empties itself out? How rich is the soul that willingly becomes poor? Is this generous soul you?
Come and be born in me. 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 since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.